saving the women, Ryan knew that there was little point in rushing in like headless muties. The Baron wouldn't have risen to his pomp and power if he were a stoop. That meant caution. He had also captured Jack's father, so it would take a good plan to beat him. Soon the light from the movie projector lanced through the humid darkness of the Adelphi Cinema, West Lowellton, centering on the glittering screen. Jack Lauren sat in the middle of a row of plush seats, with his top fighters in the rows around him. Ryan sat next to the lad, with Doc on one side, and JB and Finn a few seats down on the other side.
It's all we got left. We watch special times, like now. Kinda gives heart. How it was before the winners came.
Doc was the only one there who knew what it was about, but his memory was sadly selective and imperfect. All he could recall, to the dumb fascination of Lauren and his gang, was that it was about a lad leaving home on a cattle drive and how he grew up and became a man. That a local land baron, the word aroused a mutter of hushed whispering, was going to drive some settlers off. There were some gunmen in it, and they finally came to the aid of the boy and the settlers. It began with much jerkiness, but it gradually improved. The volume was weak, coming through a single speaker, wired to the side of the screen. But it was enough. Ryan watched the flickering images with a naive wonderment. He was in a movie house, watching a film. There were some wagons being dragged into a line by the gunmen. The settlers were kneeling in prayer. In the distance was the unmistakable outline of the local baron and his own team of blasters.
It's coming back to me. Names and the faces. Douglas Chapman is the kid. That's Lee Van Cleef with a kind of squint. Bo Hopkins, giggling there, with a smooth face. Man with long hair, I don't know. Could have maybe been Jack Elam, he was in it. The other man was an actor called Jack Palance. One of my favorites. Whatever happened?
Shut up, Doc.
Whoa, hell of a firefight.
Hell of a firefight. Way to fucking go.
At first, the defenders gunned down several of the hired pistoliers. But there were too many of them, and one by one the defenders were picked off. Crimson sprayed as they died in slow motion. Finally, it was the kid and the old man who led the attack. The boy had a blaster nearly as big as he was, but he froze and was about to get himself killed. Then the one whom Doc had said was called Jack Palance rose, from the dead it seemed, and stabbed the attacker, the two men falling together, locked in each other's arms. Ryan felt the short hairs rising on the back of his neck as the old hymn was sung again. The skinny preacher with crazed, cowardly eyes told the boy they wouldn't stay. Told him that the land they'd wanted, which the men had died for, was not meant for them. It was tainted with blood, and they were moving on. In the end, the kid drew on the man in black, insisting that they bury his friends before they moved on, and grudgingly the settlers agreed. At the last, the boy dropped his blaster beside the graves and rode away. Several people were weeping at the beauty and power of the film, well over a century from the past. Ryan felt a prickling behind his own eye. The lights returned, making everyone blink. Ryan glanced around him, seeing the ragged army he was about to help. And he saw why the short piece of film was so important to Jack Lauren's people. The battle appeared hopeless against overwhelming odds. Yet the faded images with a crackling soundtrack typify the desperate, lonely struggles that were taking place all over Deathlands. Ryan was understanding it more and more. It was a natural process. Groups arose, some promoting only themselves, others trying to clean up the world. As he saw it, it wasn't enough just to worry about your own survival. Sometimes, you had to stand up and fight for things you believed in. It was that courage that Ryan saw in the rat-like teenager and his ragged army.
Time we talk, Jack.
Sure. You fall, and me and my 5 top chillers. That's it with you?
Yeah. I want to know all about Baron Tormont, his ville, where he lives, where he'll keep prisoners, Sekhmen, blasters, all that.
And more. If we know all that, we can get the plans made.
We should get some food and drink, too. Need to be ready by dark.
Be dark in around 5 hours. Time for a real good plan. We were lost. Now we're found.
Maybe.
The cellar door of the Best Western Snowy Egret inched open, then stopped. It opened a finger's breadth more, then stopped again. The two women heard Baron Tremont outside the door.
Very good. Oh, very good.
Christy wondered for an insane moment whether she could possibly take out the chieftain of Lafayette, realizing immediately that the butchering of the two guards had left her too drained even to wrestle a kitten.
I am impressed, ladies. Fucking impressed. Oh, yes, I am. And Lan and Neil, two of the best, if that roguish Mephisto is to be believed. Are you to be believed, Mephisto? Huh?
They were good. You sure that shield?
Can't you taste their souls fleeing from their useless carcasses? Such a sour yet sweet flavor. No. They are dead, are they not, sluts?
Come in and find out, cripple.
Good. Two more on their account.
At last he appeared, his head bent to avoid the low ceiling, the white-suited Sekboss at his elbow. Both men were holding M16s. The Baron's weapon was plated with gold, its stock studded with semi-precious stones. Mephisto's rifle was comparatively plain and uncluttered, except for the head of a red-eyed cockerel, done in opals and rubies. Christy and Laurie, licking their dry lips, stood beside the tables.
How did they chill him?
Doesn't matter. It's the redhead. She's got some real power. They got careless, they got dead. End of that story.
He lifted the barrel of his blaster, covering both women. His eyes searched Christie's until she felt he was somehow trying to suck her soul from her body.
Go fuck a dead shark.
Perhaps I shall allow you that pleasure, girl. Or perhaps a live gator. See how your power works on that. But I sense your power is exhausted.
Christy knew she was right. The massive Baron was a doomy. But he wasn't able to see what she was thinking. Her mind was locked too tight for him to penetrate. She said nothing, staring him out.
We should find out where they are. Get after them before dark. If we wait, they could be anywhere.
Such haste, my dear Sekboss. If they are in league with the Snow Wolf, they will have gone to his skulking place in the Vid Palace.
I see it. We should have blown that apart.
Only last week, one of your swamp wags was taken by the little bastard. The time is not ready yet.
Mephisto hastily stepped back